start out with Avraham Avinu tonight, Mitzvah Shem. It's nice that Chaim Kanievsky and somebody asked Chaim Kanievsky, like, what should you makbid on Dal Aminim? You can spend your whole life looking at Dal Aminim. If you already start like a month before and it takes hours and hours. So he said that you should makbid, whatever it says in Mishabu, you should makbid on anything else. If you find it right away, yeah, if not, you shouldn't waste time on B'tal Torah looking for it.
You get someone else to do it for you?
That person has extra time on his hands, okay. Fine. So tonight we'll start with Hadassim, Aravis, and Lulav, and then next week we'll go through the Lachas of this week. So Hadassim is the Lachas Hadas Shaita is possible. What's Hadas Shaita? So the Gemara says if you don't have three leaves coming out of the same hair from the same area, then that's going to be possible. How much do you need in order to be kosher for hadas? So the Mechaber paskins that for hadas, the chachila you have to have the whole shear, which would be chasnis shear would be around 30 centimeters. Three tefachim in berach, 30 centimeters. The mitzvah bina and kol hashear, the kuva beruvay. Mitzvah you have to have the whole shear, and you're gonna have to have roy in order for it to be kosher. So you wanna know. Kosher, probably everything in the wise and kosher, but Hatz Mitzvah Minimum, of course, is supposed to be, the whole share is supposed to be, supposed to be Mishalas. Now, the big thing is, how do you figure out Mishalas? What does it mean that all three are coming out of the same place? So there are three shitas out there. There's the shita of, let's say, the Risker Rav, shita of the Chazanish, and the shita of the people who check. Now, by Kashin, you buy the closed packages, we say Behechsher or whoever it is, and that's like a third shita. So, what are the three shitas? Okay. So,
shita. How much
is 30 centimeters, a little bit tonight. We do 30 centimeters. It's really like a balata, not these, these are like humongous. But the, you know, the old Israeli
tile.
That's about 30 centimeters. Like, you measure a copy of that. And,
that's be rove that, or that is rove?
No, you have to have kuloi.
Cool.
So what's considered mishalosh? So the shita of the Brisker Rav is that the mamash has to come out big yoke from the same place. All three starting perfectly coming out. I was in Bris, one of the sons only had like one hadas. He wasn't the first day that I couldn't find, no? But kids, it's not so easy. Brisker had asked to find mamash big yoke. It's definitely a challenge. The Chazanish said in Sechigas that Chud HaMakif is definitely kosher. What does Chud HaMakif is? So Chud HaMakif is if you take a string and you put it around, if each of them meet each other, then it's going to be okay. Come on, I'll show you a picture of that. Use a string, it's just a way of figuring out. But it's a little bit tricky because the thickness of the stem is the thickness of the stem part, which comes out of the eggs. Sometimes it's not, it's a part which is attached. So let's say it's like this, right? So it could be bigger, but it's not all attached to the. It's where it comes out of the stalk. And so you have to like move it over a little bit to see which part comes out, and that whole thickness you count. You don't count the whole thing going up.
Just like the.
Just the part, the area which comes out, the blito which comes out, that you count. You don't count. Sounds like?
Just the thing that's attached to the stem.
Part which attached to the stem, not the whole thing. So sometimes it's sitting like this against it, it's not really attached. You said, move over to see, and that's going to be good. Is the whole koach, let's say you have A equals B and B equals C. If A and C don't meet, it's like this. Like that. So, far a lot, which I'm not sure that also. A little more, you know, because this, that also be considered good enough, and definitely gets close, you know, definitely is considered the same. Now, the opinion of the Heksherim, most of them are, is that it's called Hadas Shaita. That's what it's called. If it's not three stems coming out together, it's called Shaita. Now, a Shaita, you could just look at it 1 second, you know it has Shaita. You have to sit looking closely to see if it's Shaita. So, if you go like that and it looks okay, it's okay. You don't have to sit looking closely, because the Shaita you notice in a second. And if they just like go like that very quickly, if they don't notice, like, you know, first glance that something is like way off, then they're going to be Machshe. So, in general, that's what a lot of times the closed packages are doing. In general, if you buy two closed packages, you'll probably be okay. And get three, which are good according to the opinion of the Chazanish.
More
can I
just to sit there with each one, like the
I mean, You can buy like one beforehand, you go Aventive, of course, like very cheap Aventive, right? I'm trying to get rid of it. Yeah, you buy one, you see how some places are better than others. The Dago ones are amazing. Those, you buy three, if you get the Dago ones, if I remember correctly, you get three Mamers, Kajanish, Kabib, and Biskarov. And those, expensive. But those you get, there's some better, some worse, and every year is a business. But upon him, the Chiyat of Elshir, but you have it right. Now, a lot of times you sit there hours and hours and hours, and you get your like perfect announcement, and then you stick it in, and like a leaf falls off. Mm-hmm. So, whatever, you know. But, you know, we try our best. And mitzvah, being a kol hashir, it's a mitzvah, likuva, bimaker, right. And even when it falls out, there's a whole need in whether you have to have the whole shir together, or let's say you have good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, and you still have a shir. There are also a lot of people say, also, that's also going to be good. So, you know, it's all chumra, you know, mahadran things, which are, you know, once a year. The minigas move over mahadran things, but. Now the etzem, it's a daibichah. There's a hiddur from the Merk Sia that, which is a nice hiddur, Kiriakos Kailik, that the leaves should reach the next leaf. That should be covered all the way up, and once you reach the next one, next one to
reach
the
next one.
Over the shear, it's a nice hiddur of the Merk Sia, it's a good thing. Do you have to buy another package because of it? No. But, you know, definitely is a nice thing, and definitely you're picking out, and, definitely, it's a nice thing to do. The Shavuot brings down that a lot of times you have Mishalos and you have little things coming out. Like you have 3, 1, 2, 3, and you have like little twigs coming out, like 4, 5, 6 in the middle. So the Shavuot brings down the Chiz, wants to cut that off. Last year, just all the plagues are showing them whether that's going to take away the Mishalos, and therefore he says, Lechachila brings down the Chayodim. Lechachila is person you're supposed to. He's supposed to cut the. He's supposed to cut those off.
More than three from each.
Yeah, there's more than three. He's supposed to cut it off.
Cut. He's supposed to pick off, or
that's just.
Cut them off.
I'm saying,
cut them off.
That's all.
I guess not
cut
that off.
That you
may.
What did I
say? If
you
might ruin the
ignorance,
it's not.
Right. If you're gonna ruin it, then yeah. Now, Nikdam Rishay. The question is if the tap. Of the hadas gets cut off, some happens in the Rishay Kasher, then he brings Hudin Yavish, Yis, Poisel, and some people say that's going to be Pasel, it's not considered a nickname, and he says, Toivel Hachmer, it's good to be Machmer, but Makushach Hefshek Acher, that if the top of the Eitz gets cut off, you're supposed to be Machmer, if it's possible, you're supposed to be Machmer if you have another option. So Rabbis are pretty simple. It's very short. It's only two sifim in Shulchan Aruch. The main issue with Hadassim is, Rabbis. So people like to go with the lavlov on top. I'm talking about that there are, it goes all the way up, and then on the top, you see like leaves coming out on the top of it. See that picture there? As a kid, I was like maybe 12 years old, so I went to the fields to pick. The rubber set next to Mansi. So the place they are marked with that. Anything which is a cut on the top, they mark that it has to be lava. Lava is there. On the top, you have like two leaves coming out. You see it ending all the way up, and the two leaves coming out. That's a hiddur. You know, then you know for sure it's not going to be nikdam if you have that. If it's not there, lava daf, it's nikdam, but it's a hiddur to have it. Now, the main issue in Eretz Yisrael is that they dry out pretty quickly. The Chazan says a chumra that the leaves have to be all facing up. And if they start like drooping down, so it's not derech vilasa, it's not derech sasa, and therefore it's a problem. So when I just saw a lot of times, like after a day, 2 days, they're like facing down, wherever right them, according to Chazan, that'll be a problem. If you tie it and you keep it up, so it's not be naturally like that. If it's facing up, Peshastim, it's okay. If you tie it and it stays up, it's going to be okay. But if it's facing down, so then it's G'day to get new ones. And they sell it, so they sell, consider they sell new ones. And, you know, it's G'day if you see it's drying out of the day, two ones starting to go down, it's G'day to get new ones. So there are some which you know, from America, which are much higher, ones in America are much better quality. They last a week easily. And they still there, you can pay whatever. It's not just a good shekel. The problem with those is that, like, somebody offered me one last year. Like, not so plush because they smuggled them in. So, shout out to the Chassidina on that. If you're the Chassidina, will come out. That could be something over there. So, and you're trying to hand her and Mrs. Lula, I want to think it's good day. Okay, but I'll have to find someone. It's not a bit plus, so just give it. I'm not going to say that. What?
They're all smuggled or they're some are smuggled?
Most of them are just brought in by. It's not important. They just bring them in. I don't know what we can do this year. There's not going to be much of people going back and forth. But with that cloud, that's what it is. But I'm not going to say it in the. You know, if they put out papers or anything or whatever, like the same in public. It's not the plus. So keep it amongst us.
I think it's better. Usually they're kind of just branching out, not like facing.
Yeah, but they start after like a day or two, they start like, doesn't have to be like up. They have to be like facing like whatever. After all, that's like, you know, going down, then it's going to, be a pasta. Okay. Who did, if it dries out a lot, it starts turning white, it comes yavish, that also is going to be a pasta. Let's move on to lulav. So lulav, I got b'negei shmita. So lulav, adas and rabbis don't have anything to shmita. You don't have to worry about it. That's not necessarily b'negei shava. It's not necessarily shmita. Esrig is a fruit that has necessarily shmita. This year, there's a whole need in whether if the esrig is to have necessarily shmita because. Second condition of Esrig has some things like Elon, some things like Yerek, Machlekes Veigobas Lakita, Veigobas Chanata. So Ruvi Shenim say Veigobas Chanata. So therefore, the Esrigim which you can get this year, Veigobas Chanata, so it's Shishas. There is a Shishas around them which says Veigobas Lakita. So according to the Ramban, it's going to be Shemitah Dek. Therefore, you know, people try to get Esrig, which was picked before, and just don't have any of the issues of Schoira and. All those other issues. Let's move on to so, lulav. So, first I have to get lulav is what type of lulav should one buy. In Eretz Yisrael, they sell two types of lulav. There's a lulav, which is a canary lulav, and then there's the dekels. So, there's a whole nidin whether the canary lulav, it's a type of lulav which doesn't give off fruit. It has to be kapos tamarim. So, Moshe held that a canary lulav is not the min of a lulav, and it's possible. Says it's like making a bracha on a lemon for your esrog. Making a bracha on an orange for your esrog. It's mamash not the min of a lulav. And you have very shtank that's going to be possible. But this guy's all shazalman. Was makel with it. But it's definitely kedai to be mahadir. Sometimes it's kedai to be mahadir. You're not, you're wasting your time with the moshe. And it's bracha latala, the first kedai to be mahadir to get moshe not a canary, which is not a canary. How do you tell? So the difference
between canary
is the one. How do you tell? The canary ones there have a lot of little leaves, and in that cloud they have like a weaker cedra. So like it like curves down, like you put it on the side, like curves down like a lot. I'm saying the other ones are usually, you know, less leafy and stronger, and that's the main way. A lot of them sand. They sand them like what type they're. They're selling, but you know, it's good night to mind. And the share lulav is four tefachim. The four tefachim is not till the top of the leaves, till the top of the shedra. The shedra ends earlier than the leaves. We have a very small lulav sometimes, and the leaves still keep on going up. You know, that could be that's something which could be an issue. So it has to be four tefachim. Has to be when you put it together with your dasan rabbis, it has to be a tefach. Above the dasin. You have to make sure about that. The shedra has to be tavach above the dasin. The Gemara brings down that there's a mitzvah and a mufchar that it should be go straight up. It shouldn't be prudus. It shouldn't be like separating. Sometimes you have a little which is like starting to separate as it's getting bigger. There's a mitzvah and a mufchar that should be, shouldn't have any prudus. Some say there's a mitzvah and a mufchar that should be nice, tall, and straight. You know, like that. You know, it's a Milo. There's not anything which would be any sacking. I could just miss a Mukha and it'll be a Milo. So people are very busy with when the Tuma splits. Mechakla Tuma. So my discussion of the Tuma is Kasha Puzzle. Mitzvah Mukher. The Rama passes like this. My question: Nechakla Elyon and Sayi Shadruja out of Shidra. Rama brings down. Some people say if it passes, if it splits, all the way down to Shidra is called Nechak Tuma Puzzle. Vachin Oigin. You mitzvah and a mukha to take a lulav which it didn't split at all. Some people might be even ksas. And some people might be even ksas. What mitzvah and a mukha means, Mishra says that you don't take another lulav. You don't borrow your friend's lulav if it's open. If you have another lulav, you use that lulav. But if not, you don't have to borrow another lulav. How much open? The Taz says only if it's a tefach. Tefach open, then already it's a mitzvah and a mukha. Less than tefach, you use Pesed Gomer. Chadim says, even a mashu, why? Because sometimes when it's open a mashu, it end up opening more. So that's some opening a little bit, that's not really a problem. It's just because maybe when you're shaking it, you shake with the brand, you know, and it starts opening up, and it's going to open up roi, or tafach, but that's it's not really such a issue. So Shemazam used to have nechlak, he used to take a lulav and put it together. But now it's not split anymore. It's not the etzim of psal. Right now it's kosher. Just maybe it's going to end up going more and open more. So the first Shemazam used to take glue. Put it together, and so if you're not sure, open a mashu or open a mashu, and you don't have to get to, you know, to buy anyone's lulu, it's kosher, it's pesed.
How is everyone so busy with the magnifying glass?
If you're paying, how much money are you paying for your lulu?
Oh, you
if you pay 200 shaka for your lulu, you might as well get, but if you pay 80 shaka for lulu, right? Just a tree in the so, but that's, now.
Glue's not a problem with having
a bin. What?
Why is that glue a problem having a
bin? Oh, it's tough to it. Now, probably one of the most serious issues with glue is hemnik. Hemnik is that if it looks like two, so then that's called chasan of the kikatama, and it's going to be puzzle. What's considered looking like two? So the classic case is if it looks like a V at the top. It looks like a V like that, like the two things are going two different directions. Like that, the top, the tumas at the end is going different directions, so then that's near a kishtayim, and it's a hamnik, and that's going to be possible. The place is going to be pretty machmer in this, you know, because a little bit, you know, that's something which is very matter that should be pretty close together. And, you know, if it starts separating a little bit, they're against machmer. So a friend of mine once, I should have run in the picture. I mean, yeah, you take a picture of 12 different, like, 12 different pictures you brought down, brought to like Rav Yasha, Rav Zeria, Rav Shabashtam. They're very, very machmer. Like anything was a mashu. Let's say you have one going like that and one going straight. Also, they were machmer on. Because it's supposed to look more like one, that's something which is good to be mahadar on and make sure it's supposed to be okay. Hanlu, which is Yavish, is going to be puzzle. What's called Yavish? So Yavish, either Roiv or Olav is going to be puzzle. That's considered Yavish. Let's say just the tumas is the middle one is yavish. That's what makes Mishra Chazanus. Chazanus holds it's okay. Chazanus holds that the middle one is matzah. That's green, and other ones are our problem. It's matzah. Mishra holds that even if the middle one is a little bit of yavish, already that's going to be possible. So, kids, we're not like Mishra. Like I said before, we're spending a lot of money on our dollar meeting, so we know we're not like Mishra. And if the middle one is taka a little bit dry, then it's going to be possible. What's called dry? So briskers, they want to get a brisker. When they say brisker lulav, I'm advertising that. It means it's like mamash that green to the top. Like look at it, and it's green, and schmack, and healthy. That's called a brisker lulav. Yeah, that's obviously a chumra. It doesn't have to be green. It just can't be dry. Dry means like it's starting, when it's starting to turn white and it's dried out, then it starts turning white. In between green, and white, there are a lot of different shades and colors along the way. And many times it's brown. Where's the brown come from? The brown is just plus the sunburnt. A lot of times it gets sunburnt from the sun. If it's just sunburnt, then that's not really an issue, and that's and it's fine.
Sometimes the front is green and the back is not. That's just
the. Talking about the leaves on the top. Usually, what you're talking about, the part which is not green is like the back of the lulav.
Yeah.
That's more like that's what the top of the leaves are worrying about. That's more the, what's it called? Perfect. That's not nice. Another look is Nikdam Roshah is going to be puzzle. If the top gets cut off, it's going to be puzzle. There also a machmer, even a mashu are going to be machmer. If a little bit gets knocked off, it's going to be puzzle. But here also, it's for something to be Nikdam. Nikdam is a psal hadr. Also, Yavish is a psal hadr. How close do you have to look at it? So this is a big insight. Something which is a concern, like in the Kichatama, which is like Hamnik, so we don't consider one. So there, you have to look at it very closely, because if Be'etzim is missing, it's not called one thing. Anything which is a psal hadr, it's totally if you can see it. You don't have to start looking so closely. If you can see it, a regular person can see it. Whether it's dry or it's Nikdam, it's going to be very very esrik. How close do you have to look at your esrik? So, if it has das, it's a psal hadr. You don't have to sit there looking mamash closely, because if you can't see it laying down, it's not mamash nicker, it's not going to be puzzle. So it'll be a yavish nikdam, you know, or machmoni, yavish mamash will be puzzle, or nikdam mamash will be puzzle, but that's only for something which is nicker. It's not going to, if it's not nicker and lying, and then it's not, then it's going to be kosher. If Yasha is a chumra, the Gemara says that's a lulav, which is chadhutza, which is one leaf. It doesn't have two leaves going up. Each leaf is bent over to two. Yeah. So the Gemara says you have one leaf going up, and it's going to be pasal. So if Yasha is a chumra, a bit of a chumra, he says that if you have them going up, and they don't go all the way up together, one goes higher than another one. So if Yasha's chesh is being that doesn't go all the way up together, that's called chadhutza, and if it's going to be pasal. So if about the tumus is the main one, rive or the tumus. So if the one goes up and nikadik amount more than the other one, see how he's supposed to consider chalutza, and therefore it's going to be, there's only mam jams together, but if it's a nikadik amount, now one goes high, another one, kumar of yashit, and you know, that was yashit. Finds a whole shadow with, if it's kafuf. So the Gemara says if it's bent over, it's going to be pasul. So the Gemara says what's bent over means? Means the shedr is bent over. The question is, let's say the top of the leaves at the end, a little bent over, what's going to be the halach? So, Chavir brings down if it's bent over, it's going to be pasul. Brings down some Rishon like that, and Zahedar. Rashi brings down the lesson of Rashi. Rashi says, Oyvani Yosef, what's his boy? I love being the ones on the bent over. Because if it's a bent over, then you know that. It's not nikdam, and you see everything's clear, and you see everything. The rest is the dafka wants it. So copy this to menagim. Something about the rosh. The chassidim, I think, are very into like shvitah. You know, they like it being being bent over. And you know, the Yashu is machmer like the mechaber that it should be straight and it shouldn't be bent. Most of them are fine. They go up and they just come to a point. Most of them just come to a point. Some of them go for like that. Yeah, Chevelle. You know. It's not so much of a hitter to do such a thing. And it'd be better than that. One last halacha, I'm going to give you the kara. You know what the kara is? The kara is like the on the lulav, that brown stuff. So the question is, should you keep it on or take it off? What's the shayla? So the priskarav is cheshish. That if you have the brown stuff on it, maybe really it's slit, or maybe it's really hamnik, and the reason why you don't see it is because you have all the brown stuff on it. If you take, and the brown stuff is not really chilek a little bit, and if you take it off, and you'll see whether it's going to be really hamnik or split or not. That's what I'm going to describe. Others say that no, this is a chilek of the lulav, and if it's okay, and if it's together with that, and it holds it together, then it's not going to be a pastas. Everyone knows it says in the Nanuim, if the whole thing is attached like that, I mean, shiki is supposed to shake around the thing. So definitely, this is a concern, Misada Nun, the Kriyaka says that's a mile that it should, Misada Nun, it should move around. The question is, do you think Chushis is a passive? Prescribe what's Chushis for it, and mile to say that, no, it's a Chilik Lugan, it's Chushis for it. Nafka means if you go to the store, can you peel it off? You have to ask the Meicher, because he might all like the other Shitas, and he doesn't want to peel it off. So if you want to peel it off, you're gonna have to ask the meicher
before. All the brown, the whole lulav?
No, just on the top. You don't care about the brown. Just on the top. You want to know if it's really together or it's not really together. You're gonna have to just have to peel it off to know whether it is or it's not. Now a lot of these sheets in Yonah, which like a chumras or maplikism, if you buy them in mechirot, there's a spell. So the chirot are kind of fine. So I think very, very cheap. And they're, it's hit or, you know, some lot of mazel. Sometimes you get great stuff, sometimes you can get in between. But a lot of these things, which are saying machlikis, whatever, you, they say if it's no good, you can, if you bring it to Rabban, it's possible, it's no good, then you can bring it back. A lot of these things, which are machlikis, and they were not able to bring back because, you know, you're telling whatever their klalim, their klalim are. But I usually buy, I'm buying for a whole bunch of sense of my kids, so between, usually, between whatever I find, one or two good ones. And if not, I check enough of that, so it just takes somebody a second, you know, it's going to be worse. But it's kind of cheap, and sometimes, you know, sometimes the guy's fine. But, you know, a lot of people just do that in Eretz Yisrael.